Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我到这里来有非常大的感触。
And I come here and I have really a special feeling.
不光我的儿子谢父他们在这里和大家一同的侍奉。
Not only my son and my daughter-in-law serve over here.
这是我1969年头一次到美国，头一次参加夏令会。就在你们 St. Louis office 举行的。
And that's back in 1969. That was the very first time I come to United States to lead the conference.
那个时候
And that's right over here, St. Louis office.
你们在 St. Louis office 我根本没有团契，还没有教会。
At that time, there's no church out here.
乃是在旧金山和洛杉矶有两个的团契，都是以前台湾吴勇长老所带领的。
And so that's actually the conference was sponsored by the two churches, one from Los Angeles, one from San Francisco.
They started. 有一次的夏令会。
So they have a summer conference here.
他们就选了洛杉矶和旧金山当中。
So they picked the middle point. That's the
solution. 所以今天来的话呢，真是非常大的感触。
So when I came, and I really have a special feeling.
我是1969头一次到美国。
So that's when I came to the United States in 1969.
不认识任何的教会。
And I do not know any church.
也不认识任何的团契。
And I do not know any group.
在美国的团契是1964开始的。
And in the United States, that's back in 1969.
在 Minneapolis 开始的。
That's from the Minneapolis.
不过只有20几个人。
But at that time, there was only about 10 people all from Taiwan.
慢慢台湾来的学生越过越多。
And then the student from Taiwan came more and more.
查经班也多起来了。
So the Bible study started to increase.
1969的时候。
在1969。
比较出名的大学都开始有查经班。
And many famous universities started to have a Bible study.
都还没有什么教会。
But there's not many Chinese church at all.
我刚刚来的统计。
And based on the statistics,
美国和加拿大
and that's in the United States and Canada.
讲广东话的教会
and those are churches speaking in Cantonese.
大概有50个
That's about 50 or so.
有大概150个
大概 150.
讲国语的教会
but for those churches speaking Mandarin,
只有50个
but only about 50.
这些日子里面呢
but in all those days,
中国人在美国教会的光景太兴旺兴旺
But at that time, the God really raised up all these Chinese Christians in the United States.
我1969来都不认识他们。
So when I came in 1969, I don't know that. So that's why when I came to St. Louis Obispo for the summer conference.
认识了我的基督徒的家夫妻。
And then I met a couple.
他们替我介绍的。
And they introduced me to others.
然后查经班的门就开了。
So that God opened the door for me to all this Bible study.
我自己侍奉主有一个的原则。
But when I serve God, there's one principle I follow.
是随风转舵的。
That's follow the where the wind blows.
风在哪里吹，我到哪里去。
Now where the wind blows, then where I go.
福音传到中国200年了。
And the gospel been to China for 200 years.
西教士到中国来3年，难得一个人信主的。
So when the Western missionary to China, this is very difficult to preach the gospel.
一直到现在70年、80年前的时候。
And about 70 or 80 years ago.
神兴起几个中国的传道人来。
So God raised a couple Chinese pastors.
神学的。
Then the one is the theology.
那是贾玉明牧师。
That's 贾玉明 Dr. 贾玉明。
陪布道的。
And for the evangelism,
宋尚秋牧师。
That's John Song.
陪灵的。
And for the revival,
尼特森。
And that's Watchman Nee.
那么再有兴奋的。
And for excitement,
赵世光和季志文。
The revival is 赵世光。
这几个人起来了。
When those people that raised up,
好多中国人信主了。
So many Chinese become Christians.
信主是信主了。
So even though they have become a Christian.
很少有知识分子的。
But they are not many intellect.
那个时候中国人信主了。
At that time, the Chinese become a Christian.
一般中国社会说他们不是信耶稣。
And they are saying that they are not believing in Jesus.
他们不是信教。
They are believing in religion.
他们呢是吃教。
They rely on religion to be alive.
他们靠着教会的那一些西教士给他们物质上的好处。
And because they rely on all those Western ministry, minister give them money.
最大的好处
the good advantage they can take.
他们孩子可以进基督教的大学
so that their children can go to the Christian school.
基督的大学毕了业之后
so after they graduate from Christian
school, 教会送他们到美国和欧洲去留学
so the school will send them to United States
to study. 到美国和欧洲去留学的
so at that time, those people come to United States and Europe.
现在如果活着还是一百年前的话
So they are just more than year 100 years ago.
他们百分之八十是教会打发的。
They are so those are 100 years old or so the scholar.
满清政府也不得不打发人的来留学的。
Yeah, they are from the Chinese organization.
中国有钱的人不会打发孩子到欧洲来的。
So the people who are rich in China, they do not send people here, but the church does.
而这一些教会打发来的。
But when those churches send those people to study,
都是靠着教会打发，也教会维持他们经济上的需要。
And the church not only send, but also support them financially.
感谢主了
I thank the Lord
在这一百年来
For the past 100 years
福音传开了
And the gospel spread
在中国人传开了
And it spread among the Chinese
宋尚杰传道不到二十年
So after about 20 years from 江上
他还带领信主的人
And he already brought so many
超过了西教士二十年所以传道的
And they far exceed the number of converters than the oldest people for 20 years.
但是他们那个信主的大多不是知识分子。
But those people, they are not intellect.
知识分子是跑到尼托生所带领的上海的那个聚会。
So then when Watchman Nee came, then he started to lead those the college students.
我感谢主的。
I thank the Lord.
我是一个佛教的家庭。
And I was born, grew up in the Buddhist family.
我是生在上海两岁就到定海舟山群岛。
And I was born in Zhejiang.
当我十四岁的时候
，when I was 14,
日本人占领我们的家乡
，and Japanese occupied my country.
我们全家就逃到上海去了。
So our family moved to Shanghai.
很苦。
That's very tough.
那个时候住在上海是英国人管理的租界。
So I was in the English, the British colony.
但是要读书了。
But I in order to go to school,
我到一个附近中学去读书。
So I attended the middle school.
我都没想到这是基督教的中学。
But I didn't even know that was Christian church.
一个礼拜有一堂是圣经课。
So every week there is one class,
你
one hour for Bible study.
其他的课一百分，圣经课不及格要留阶的。
So if you can, you have to take all the class, but if the Bible study you fail, then you cannot advance.
我在那个教会中读书，在读书的时候。
But when we were studying in the school,
教会有布道会，我在信主的。
So then, but the church has a meeting, so I become a Christian. So I changed my life.
大概你们都知道。
But you may know,
我是上海交大毕业的。
So I was growing up from the 交大。
他书读得这么好，是我的遗传。
His study is from my gene.
我交大毕业了之后了。
So after I graduate,
到台湾去的基隆造船公司做事。
So I was in the shipping port in
基隆。那一个时候，全台台湾只有台北有一个国语礼拜堂。
So at that time, only one Chinese speaking church in Taiwan.
基隆根本没有的。
And there's in Kowloon, there's nothing.
我跟一个姓李的一对夫妇开始传福音。
So at that time, there was a couple of Mr. Lee.
有人信主了。
And people start to become a Christian.
头一年有八十位。
So one year they would grow to 80 people.
第二年到两百位。
And the second year grow to 200 people.
到第三年人太多了。
And the third year there's been so many people.
我在那里基隆盖了一个礼拜堂。
So we started another church in Kelong.
我把我的职业也从造船公司离开了。
So then I resigned from my engineering work.
你们在如果从台湾来。
So if you come from Taiwan.
知道造船公司有一个叫李国鼎。
You know that that's Mr. Lee.
He was in charge. 整个在台湾的经济提高的。
And he was the finance ministry for Taiwan.
我又辞职了。
And so when I was trying to resign, then he won't allow me.
我上一个辞呈他不批。
So I applied for resignation. He denied.
上第二个辞呈他也不批。
So I sent the second time and he refused.
所以我去看他。
So I go. I went.
我跟他讲我要辞职。
So I told him I'm.
他是零三啊，不要辞。
He said, Bellman, not to resign.
我们公司已经规了送人到美国去留学。
He said, we can send you to United States to study.
我保证先送你去。
I will guarantee to send you first.
我说李先生啊。
So Mr. Lee,
我到美国去不是说 不能到美国，所以做传道人才跑到美国去。
So I'm not because I want to be a pastor so I can go to United States.
但是主呼召了我。
But it's because God called me.
我不愿意再做工程师了。
And I want to give up my engineering.
我在造船公司做事。
And I was working in the shipping port.
只有三年。
I worked for 3 years.
我只修了四条船。
And I fixed, we fixed about 4 ships.
最后一条船是全台湾最大的游轮。
So that at that time, the last ship we worked on it was the largest ship.
我花了十个月功夫把它修好的。
And we find that 10 months to
他要我不要离开。
Then he asked me not to leave.
我硬着要离开。
So, but I insist, I'm going to leave. I thank the Lord.
回头想起来了。
And when I look back,
像我们刚刚所唱的诗歌。
Just like the song we sang.
侍奉主越过越甘甜。
And that's what's sweeter the more when you serve the Lord. But when I resigned,
我不敢写信给我的爸爸。
I was afraid to know my, let my parents know.
那个时候在台湾不能通跟大陆通信的。
At that time, Taiwan cannot even communicate with China.
我总是向爸爸报告了。
But I really like to need my dad.
信寄到香港，从香港再转过去。
So I sent a letter to Hong Kong and then to China.
过了一个月，我爸爸回信来了。
About a month later, I received the letter back.
我都不敢拆开。
I was afraid even to open the letter.
等我一拆开的时候了。
But after I opened it,
爸爸就责备我。
And my dad rebuked me.
在抗战的时候这么艰苦的时候，我把你栽培教大。
So at that time, during the war with Japan, the Japanese war, but I really make you to go to school. But how can you get a degree and now you become a poor pastor? I only cry. But I have no choice. Because God called. So I served the Lord. So back in 1979, I went back to China.
我看见我的爸爸了。
I saw my dad.
我说爸爸，当初我辞职的时候呢，你责备我不应该辞的。
So I remember that you rebuked me when I let you know that.
李国定先生非常器重我。
But what? Oh, because that time the finance minister really used me. And they wanted me to take over the shipping port. But I gave it up. But I become a Christian. Pastor. So then one of the all my colleagues, one of them died. But I'm still alive. And I'm still healthy.
So
my dad said, oh, yes, yes. And at that time he told me.
他开始信了主耶稣。
Then he stopped become a Christian.
所以弟兄姊妹，我先跟你们做这个见证了。
Brother, sister, I want to give you this testimony first.
我来做传道。
When I become a Christian, a minister.
不是简单讲理论。
It's not because of theology.
我亲身经历神在我身上给我这么大的恩典。
But I myself experienced all the great mercy God has poured on me.
所以我也到处劝弟兄姊妹。
So I just go encourage people to serve the Lord.
最聪明的选择。
That is the best way to really most valuable things for your life. If you want to become Christian,
神在恩待你。
Once you serve the Lord, the God,
你们大概也知道。
Bless you. That you need to know.
我有十个孩子。
I have 10 children.
十个孩子好棒哦。
So I have there's 10 children.
我得跟孩子们讲了。
So when I also mention to my children.Is it because of,
不是你们比别人更聪明。
It's not because you're smarter than others.
你是因为神祝福义人的后代，你们才棒的。
It's because God bless the people that who serve the Lord.
所以在我的见证的里面呢。
So in my testimony,
我不能够多讲我家中的事了。
I can say I'm testifying a lot of my family's things.
实实在在侍奉主是一个人一生最宝贝的选择。
So when you serve the Lord, it's the most treasurable that to in your life.
这也是我今天要跟你们讲的。
So this is what I want to share with you.
我们侍奉神
to serve the Lord.
那是神所尊重的一个人。
And that is the one that God will honor.
那么我们看，约翰福音十二章二十节到二十八节。
So let's read the John chapter 12 verse 20 to 28.
那时上来过节礼拜的人中有几个希利尼人。
And there was a certain Greek among them that were come up to worship at the feast.
他们来见加利利人巴塞大的腓力。
And they came there for the Philip, which was a Bethsaida of Galilee.
我们愿意见耶稣。
And the desire, then he's saying that, sir, we would like to see Jesus.
菲利去告诉安德烈。
the Phillips came to tell the Andrew.
安德烈同腓力去见耶稣，告诉耶稣。
And again, Andrew and Phillips to want to tell Jesus.
耶稣说，人子的荣耀的时候到了。
And Jesus answered and saying that the hour is come.
我实实在在的告诉你们。
And the very, very, I say unto you.
一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍然是一粒。
And except a corn or a wheel fell on the ground and will die.
死了就结出许多的子粒来。
And but if it die, it will bring forth much fruit.
爱惜自己生命的要丧失生命。
And that he would love in the life shall lose it.
在这世上恨我自己生命的就要保守生命到。
And he who hates his life and his life will keep until life to eternity.
若有人服侍我。
And if anyone serve me,
就当跟从我。
Let him follow me.
我在哪里？
And where I am,
服侍我的人也要在哪里。
And there shall also my servant be.
若有人服侍我。
If any man serve me,
我父必尊重他。
And he will my father honor.
我现在心里忧愁。
Now this is my soul's trouble.
我是什么才好呢？
And what shall I say?
主啊。
Father.
求我脱离那时候。
Save me from this hour.
但我原是为那时候来的。
But for this course, I came to this hour.
父啊，愿你荣耀你的名。
Father, glorify thy name.
当时就有声音从天上来说。
Then come there is a voice from heaven.
我已经荣耀了我的名。
Saying that I have both glorified it and will glorify it again.
我不知道你们的印象怎么样。
I don't know what you think.
四本福音书的里面。
In all these four Gospels,
约翰福音所记载的与前头都有许多不同。
So, and John's recording has a very unique than the other three. And so far,
也劝新蒙恩的人读圣经先从约翰福音开始。
So I encourage the new believer to start with the book of John.
因为最容易明白。
Because it's the most easily to understand.
但是你真是去读圣经了。
But if you're ready to go to read the Bible,
读过了二十年。
After 20 years,
你会发现约翰福音是最难明白的。
Actually, the book of John is the most difficult book. Because John,
完全是个哲学家。
Now he is like a philosopher.
他也不讲主耶稣哪一天生的。
He doesn't talk about which day that Jesus was born.
道与神同在，道者就是神。
And at the beginning was God, God was with God.
他从哲学的眼光。
He is from the theology of
Jesus.
Then he looked at the life of Jesus.
这里所记载的是,
according to the book of John,
约翰福音第十二章,
and this one is on chapter 12.
那一个时候主耶稣已经叫拉撒路复活了。
At that time, Jesus already raised the Lazarus from the death.
拉撒路复活过了之后,
and after he resurrected from the death,
他就最后一次进耶路撒冷。
Then he entered the Jerusalem.
进耶路撒冷的时候,
and after he entered the Jerusalem,
有希律人来想见耶稣。
So there's a Greek came and wanted to see Jesus.
希律的人要想见耶稣。
And they wanted to see Jesus.
因为耶稣做工已经三年多了。
Because Jesus already worked for three years.
多的神迹奇事。
This, they have seen so many miracles.
希律人也非常的炫目。
So the Greek people, they are really
envy. 他要来见耶稣。
They want to come to see Jesus.
他不敢找耶稣。
But they cannot find Jesus.
怕耶稣不接受。
Because they are afraid that Jesus will refuse.
所以他就是去找了腓力。
So they want to see the Philip.
腓力是伯塞大长大的。
And he was grew up in Bethsaida.
主耶稣一生在地上活着。
But you know that Jesus is living on this life.
他在拿撒勒被人拒绝。
He was rejected in Galilee.
以后他就到伯塞大那一带去传道。
Then he went to the Bethsaida then to preach the gospel. 伯塞大
的人呐。
And the people over there.
比较开放。
They are open.
比较跟别的民族的人常常来往。
Because they're open to other nation people.
所以希律尼人去找了腓力。
So the Greek people want to see Philip.
腓力也不敢一个人去见主耶稣。
Philip was afraid to see Jesus by himself.
他就找了安德烈。
So he went with Andrew.
两个人壮胆来找主耶稣了。
So they get a little more strength and they want to see Jesus.
他望主耶稣能够答应。
And there's a hope that Jesus will answer.
他们来找到主耶稣了。
Then when they come to Jesus.
耶稣说人子的荣耀的时候到了。
But Jesus said that this is the time.
我实实在在告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍然是一粒；若是死了，要结出许多的子粒来。
Then I said,a corn of a wheel fall onto the ground to die, then but it, if it die, it will brought forth so many fruits. I don't know, do you understand what you're reading? When they come to want to see Jesus, so they can answer either yes or no. But Jesus said, oh, Mary, I tell you, this is time for the glory. But he's talking about something else. But what he meant? He is not seeing
them. 不见吗?
Does he really doesn't refuse to see them?
不是不见。
There, he is not saying that he doesn't see them.
麦子落在地里死了，就是许多的子类来，就是他以后信主的人。
So the Jesus meant is that he has the just like one kernel has to die, then so there can bear fruit.
So the true disciple.
So those people who died and become a Christian, then they can have all this gospel to spread out. So at that time, the Jesus, and he answered this question. So that he answered, he said, the kernel has to die. Then otherwise, it still remains one. But only if it dies, then will bear many fruits. In order to spread the gospel, that means you and I, all our old self, has to bear it. If your own self, if you still alive, there's no way you can spread the gospel. If your old self is still alive, then unless you die, then you can spread the gospel. So very spiritual things is very special. We never thought about. Let me give you an example.
刚刚上个礼拜我们有纽约的灵命精神会。
Last week we had this New York conference.
接近了一千人参加。
It's about 1,000 people.
哦，我这一次纽约灵命精神会最叫我高兴的。
So this year I was really so happy for the conference.
那是一个叫中国大来徐飞新。15年不服侍了，今年就恢复了。
And there's a Dr. Xu, he stopped serving for 15 years, and this year he started.
他一来弹晚上弹琴。
So he came and he's a pianist.
头一天晚上他太太和他一同弹的。
So he and his wife was playing the hymns.
哦，实在是棒的。
Oh, that's really good.
棒到一个什么程度？
And up to a certain point.
我们在大会的里面。
In our conference,
还有一个早晨呢，有诗歌崇拜的。
And we have a hymn worship in the morning.
是陈茂生来领指挥。
So there was a brother Chen was
a
conducting,
来弹琴的。
And there's another sister was playing the piano.
过了两天。
And after 2 days,
他们告诉我。
And then they told me,
陈秀云不来了。
He said, "Oh, for now I'm not going to serve anymore."
明年不肯来了。
Because next year don't schedule me.So I was like, oh, what's going on?
林弟兄，你去劝他吧。
He said, why don't you go talk to her?
我去劝他了。
So I went to her.
他答应来了。
So she agreed. She accepted.
他没有说到他为什么答应来了。
She didn't say why she's changing her mind.
他讲了一句话。
But she said,
我老我和他同钉十字架。
And my old self has to bury with Christ.
原来他看见了徐飞星弹得这么好啊。
Because she saw,
他不敢再弹了。
So she saw that Mr. Xu play so good, so she was afraid to play.
所以因为我听我的讲到了。
But after she heard my,
我和他同钉十字架了。
So she heard the message.
现在活着不再是我。
So now my old self already,
主在我里头活着。
Already died on the cross. Now live in me is Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹呢。
So brothers and sisters.
侍奉主有一些的经历。
To serve the God, then you have to have experience. To love your Lord, you serve Him. And many times your old self is still there. If your old self is not dying, and the more you serve, the more self-centered. And when you go to spread the gospel, when you serve the Lord, and when people accept Christ, so they are trying to let people thank them because but they are not giving the glory to God. Only when your old self dies with Christ, then when you serve the Lord, when people become a Christian, you will not bring the glory to yourself because you can only give the glory only to God.So just like what he said. So like over here, the God saying that he honors him. What is the honor?
It's
those people that who can carry the cross to follow Christ. And to bury the old self with Christ. When they bury themselves with Christ. Just like a kernel died. Then there will bear fruit.
加拉太书第二章所说的。
Just like the chapter Galatians.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
That I was nailed on the cross with Christ.
现在活着的不再是我。
Now that I'm no longer myself.
基督在我里面活着。
But Christ is living in me.
你这样老我和他一同死了。
So old self died with Christ.
基督活在你里头。
So the Christ living in us.
你因着基督活在你里头而来侍奉主的。
Because Christ living in us, we can serve him.
你侍奉主就有了果效。
Then they will bear fruit.
所以主耶稣说了。
So Jesus said,
一粒麦子若不在地里死了，仍然是一粒。
If a kernel doesn't die, then will still remain one.
若是死了，就结出许多的子粒。
But if it dies, you will bear many fruit.
爱惜生命的。
To those that treasure their own life,
世上生命
and you are lose it.
世上恨我自己生命的，就要保守生命到永生。
Then those who hate them, hate their life, will have a life to eternal.
所以主耶稣告诉我们
，and Jesus said,
我们今天在地上活着，
所以 Jesus mentioned that for us.
不是凭着我的劳我来侍奉主。
It's not by using your ability yourself to serve God.
我的劳我和基督同钉十字架。
And we need to nail our own self to Christ. And Christ has to come out from the.Like a Christ from the dead.
彼得前书一章第三节。
Like in the first,
他从死里复活，重生了我们。
So that is through the Jesus that give us the rebirth.
主耶稣十字架的工作。
And the work Jesus had on this
world.
And there's two sides.
一部分是死。
The one part is death.
一部分是复活。
The other part is resurrection.
他的死是担当我们罪恶的刑罚，替我们死了。
And the death is to take our sin.
它的果效。
And it's a result.
使我们罪得的赦免，得以称义，能够坦然无惧来到神的面前。
That our sin is forgiven, then we can be justified and can boldly come to the God.
这个不是主耶稣钉十字架主要的意思。
This is not the main purpose for Jesus going on the cross.
主耶稣主要钉十字架的意思。
But what is the meaning of Christ?
下面一个。他从死里都复活。
Body is the died and come out from death. And after the resurrection,
生命就进到我们里面。
Then the life through the Holy Spirit comes into us.
我们才是成为真正一个基督徒了。
Then we can become a true Christian.
我们感谢主了。
I thank the Lord.
我们信主的人可能都不知道。
And we all Christian, we may be not even know.
主的恩典在我们身有两部分。
And there is two parts in our Christian.
一部分是为我们死。
Jesus died for us.
一部分是为我们活。
And he also lived for us.
是今天有新的生命在你里头，在我里面。
So that's why you have a new life in you and in me.
不是我们去求的。
That's something we ask for.
是他恩典特别因着他复活而赐给了我们。
But it's the grace from God that through his death.
我们就凭着主给我们的生命。
So just through this new life.
在地上好好的活着。
So that we can live for Christ.
侍奉主啦。
So as we serve the Lord,
到这个时候
and at this time,
我们侍奉主最后的果效。
So that the result as we serve the Lord,
不会归在我们自己身上。
So it's not to you.
主显在我的身上了。
But rather like God manifested himself in you. I thank the Lord.
我侍奉主92年了。
I served the Lord
62 years.
So I'm 92 years old.
我全世界侍奉主已经68年了。
So I already served the Lord for 68 years.
我今天还被主所用。
And God still used me.
我92岁了，身体还好。
So I thank God my health is still pretty good.
我在牧会的工作在12年前已经辞掉了。
So I'm about 12 years ago, then I no longer take care of the administration part of the church.That before 12 years, 12 years ago, and I was a pastor
in the church.
So there's three worships in my church.
一个主日到别的地方去。
And also one, I go to another church.
我退休了。
So 12 years ago, that I retired from the church.
我这一个月有一次的本教会。
So I only go to that church once a month.
三次到别的教会。
And then now I have three Sundays I go to other churches. When I went to other churches,
排满了。
And there's the program that all
four. 一直排到今年年底，还有一个主日空的。
So all my schedule for the rest of the year, there's only 1 week is still available.
是我这样到各处去讲道。
So as I go to serve the Lord in every place,
感谢主了。
I thank the Lord.
主使用我。
God has still used me.
不光来服侍当初我在所在的一个教会。
Not only to serve those church I used to serve.
我也服侍了在纽约附近的十几个、二十个中国的教会。
Then also, there's about 20 churches in New York City that I'll serve.
感谢主了。
I thank the Lord.
为什么缘故？
Why is it?
我已经与基督同钉死。
Because I already died with Christ on the cross.
现在活着的不再是我。
So now I no longer live by myself.
乃是主耶稣的复活。
But it's because the resurrection of Jesus Christ live in me.
就我的还能够继续服侍主
So I can continue to serve him.
我感谢主了
I thank the Lord.
我不过我相信有一天我一定会复活
Then I know I one day I was physically resurrected.
我今天侍奉主已经用了复活的能力
So because we already experienced his resurrection power.
我到92岁了
When I'm 92.
我还想讲到
I'm still giving serving.
你们看我身体很好
You look at my body is pretty healthy.
天晓得了
But God knows.
一次讲过了之后了
Then after the service,
累了胸口了都好胀
So I just feel tired. Even
我需要躺在床上一个钟头一句话都不讲
So after service, I lay on the bed for 1 hour.
胸部就好了，恢复过来了
So that to recover.
有的时候要连着讲两堂
So sometimes I have to speak the two services.
身体还没恢复过来了
Even before my body recovered.
还是累得不得了了
And I feel really tired.
我坐在下面
So I just sit down on the back.
啊，诗歌领完了。
So after this, the song,
又我讲到了。
They asked me to speak.
是我要站起来的时候。
So when I want to stand up,
我的主耶稣啊。
So I say, Lord,
我的身体已经没有力气了。
That physical, I don't have a strength.
求你用复活的能力
and
plug 到我的身上。
I will pray that you give me the resurrection power.
照样站起来讲道。
So I can stand up.
十年前的时候了
，About 10 years ago，
我有个姐姐在纽约。
I have a sister in New York。
跟我弟，我跟十年前跟我说了。
Then he told me，
啊，弟弟啊，已经八十几岁了。
She said， Hey， you are already 80 years old。
不要这么累了
，Don't be so tired。
啊，休息休息了
，Take a rest。
啊，常常看看电视。
And watch your TV。
我跟我姐姐说。
So I told my sister，
姐姐你是好心了。
I said thank you for your good heart。
我如果休息不侍奉主，我身体垮台了。
So if I don't serve the Lord, then my body is going to collapse。
我还继续的侍奉主了。
I need to serve the Lord。
怎么侍奉主
？How do I serve the Lord？
支取他复活的大能。
That is to draw His resurrection power。
所以这也是我要跟你们做见证的了。
So that's what I want to testify to you。
我感谢主
I thank the Lord.
你们在这里都是有聚会地方
And you have a place to worship.
但我也相信
And I believe.
你们有好多人都愿意侍奉主
And many people willing to serve the Lord.
但是我要劝你一件事
But I want to ask you.
你要侍奉主
When you serve the Lord.
你要支取他复活的大能
That is the opportunity to use his resurrection power. Then to serve him.
是那个时候了
So at that time.
主耶稣就来告诉 那些外邦人
So at that time Jesus mentioned to this
如果有人侍奉主的话
For those people who serve the Lord
有一个环境上遭遇
And there's you are exposed to
受到人的逼迫
Exposed to a persecution
受到人的打压
And as being persecuted
你们在美国了
And when you guys live in the United States, 你
侍奉主不大会打压的。
And you looks like you are pretty freely to serve.
美国到底是传一些清教徒建立起来的国家了。
So at least America was established by many Christians.
我也知道你们有的人是从中国来的。
So I know many of you from China.
当你有心侍奉主了。
And when you willing to serve the Lord,
你一到了中国。
When you went back to China,
压迫就来了。
You guarantee you'll be persecuted back in China.So if you want to serve the Lord,
政府的压力非常的大的。
Then the government will come give you pressure.
1949, 中国大陆解放了。
And China was liberated.
两年，中国政府对基督徒很客气。
So the government was pretty courteous to the Christian.
第三天就压迫了。
But the third year, they start to give
persecution. 那个时候，中国基督教有两个团体。
So at that time, there was two major groups in China.
一个三自会。
One is three cells, the church,
一个家庭教会
and the other one is a family, the local,
是民间的
they are, and the churches, are family churches,
不愿意参加三自会
so many Christians doesn't want to go to the three cells church, but go to the family church.
民间的教会大多的小城市和农村
so those are small churches, family churches, they are in the suburban.And they do not in the city.
那一些民间的那个家庭夏令会
，so those
那些基督教徒的团体
，so those family churches in
没有一个传道人不被关过的。
That all the pastor has been jailed.
你传道
，so there's no nobody
把你抓起来关了。
But if you are preaching the gospel, then you put you into jail.
过了三个月
Now after 3 months,
放出来了
they release them,
又传道了。
They continue to preach the gospel.
又关了。
So many pastors have been arrested a couple of times, but they continue to preach the gospel. And as they continue to preach the gospel, and the gospel spread. So you people from China, you know. So you know that all those churches, in the family churches in the suburban cities are getting less. But because the people that go to China, the city, and they are all more in the city. So the churches in the suburban is getting less and less. But very interesting. The churches in the city start to get revived. 15 years ago,
哎呀，中国大陆有好多学生到美国读书。
There was so many students from China to the United States.
按照我的这经验
，So based my experience,
15年前
15 years ago,
你要向着台湾来的传福音果效了，远不如向着大陆来的传福音果效。
Then you find out that is much more effective to preach the gospel to the people from China than from Taiwan.
大陆来的传福音
，than for the
台湾来的学生传福音重点不一样。
So because the interest from the people from Taiwan and China are different,
that when
you express spread the gospel,
讲到进化论是不对的。
So now you have to start with the evolution, and that has to go through creation.
还是
So because China is still atheist,
进化论不过是个理论。
But the evolution is a theory. It's not proven.
按照进化论来说了。
But from the evolution,
人也好，植物、动物也好
，either human or animal,
如果它好了，
或者 when they become
下一代会更加这个好
，so their next generation is getting better and better.
如果不好了
，but if no good,
下一代就转到不下等，就是说
，then the oldest bad gene will be eliminated in the next generation. But you look in China,
好的人多，坏的人多啊。
就是 is good people, there's more good people or bad people.So in this case, should we?
一个一代一代更坏了吗
？But you see the more people getting worse and worse. But yet the
根本不是进化的了。
So this is not so the bad people.
是特别的遗传论出来了。
So the bad people getting more and more.
进化论是错误的。
So you can see they contradict to the evolution.
是中国大陆来的学生学者。
So those are scholars from China.
你先有一个把它进化论的观念把它打掉。
So first of all, you have to talk to them about the evolution.
一个不是进化论的。
And without the evolution,
人乃是神所创造的。
Because God is the people.
这位神你没有看见。这位神没有看见。
And God didn't see.
但你来看看，在美国多少信主有高级科技的人，他们都信了神了。
But yet, if you look at those a lot of high scholars in the United States, they become a Christian.
所以，即使大陆来的人来到美国。
So those people from China to the United States,
很容易信主。
They become a Christian.
十几年开始了。
And about 10 years or so.
大陆的知识分子到美国来开始信主了。
So those the scholar from China become a Christian.
信主了之后。
Then after they become a Christian.
他们回到中国大陆去。
They went back to China.
向着他们的朋友传福音。
And they give the gospel to their friends.
而在美国读书的那一些人。
But those people in the United States to study.
都是大城市知识分子的。
They are all scholars.
是这一帮海归派的
，so those people the returnees
来传福音了
，they just spread the gospel。
城市里都知识分子信主了
，so there's many scholars in the city also become Christian。
现在城市的知识分子
，so those people the scholar in the city
比那个家庭教会的还要多。
There are much more those Christians than those people in the family。
我以往每一年去中国大陆。
And so I used to go to China every year.
我去中国大陆总是每一年去四个礼拜。
So I always go there for 4 weeks.
头一个礼拜在上海。
The first week in Shanghai.
我一个妹妹在上海。
Because my sister is there.
我不是因为我妹妹在上海，我去上海的。
It's not because my sister, but I go to China.
因为我的爸爸妈妈是安葬在苏州。
Yeah, because my parents is buried in Suzhou.
头一个礼拜我在上海住。
So when I go to Shanghai,
我妹妹的儿子陪我到苏州去扫墓的。
So my nephew took me to my parents' grave.
第二个礼拜我就到北京。
Then I went to the second week to Beijing.
我在北京一个的聚会去在讲道。
Then I preach over there in Beijing.
感谢主了。
I thank the Lord.
我参加一个的教会。
I joined that church.
他是在北京的城市了，有六条马路吗？
There was six circles in Beijing.
第二条马路这个范围。
The circle. They are on the second circle.
相当市中心了。
That's pretty in the center of the city.
租一个啊，一个办公楼的第二层。
So they rented the second floor from an office.
我去讲到的。
So I was giving as a
preach. 大概350到400个人参加的。
So there were 300 or 400 people was there.
这些人啊。
And all those people,
都是三十岁左右的
they were around 30 years old
不是知识分子 they are 都是知识分子
they are all, yeah, that's
他不是海归派先传福音给他得救的
they are not, they are all being become Christian from the returning
海归派回去的传福音叫人得救
so those people return and then spread the gospel
得救的人向着他们的朋友同学的传福音
so they, after they become Christian they start to spread the gospel to their friends
整个大陆的情况改变了
so the change that the situation in China
城市里头的知识分子
So that the scholars in the city, they start to raise up.
那我把这个情形告诉你们了。
So let me share with you.
我告诉你们一件事。
I want to mention one thing to you.
神复活升上高天。
God, Jesus already raised in the heaven and sit on the throne.
管理了一切的。
That is already control everything.
谁在二十年前会想到？中国大陆那些知识分子会信主的。
So nobody can ever thought about it that 20 years ago thinking that a scholar in China will become Christian.
升上高天了。
Because Jesus already on the
heaven. 管理了一切了。
He controls everything.
我给你们讲到这件事。
So I mentioned it to you.
乃是盼望你能够了解。
So that you may understand.
在神这样做工的里面呢。
As God's God.
你要配合神所做的。
Then we can work with the Lord.
等到你有机会到中国去。
Now you got a chance to go to China.
或者你没有去。
If you're not going,
中国有人啊，能跟你写信和 email 联系。
And maybe you can contact them through email. Then you can spread the gospel.
你这个时候向他们传福音的。
And you can spread the gospel.
大陆传信主的人会更加的加多。
And then to spread the gospel in China.
所以弟兄姊妹的。
So brothers and sisters.
你我侍奉主了。
So as we serve the Lord.
我不光侍奉主读圣经。
Then we are not serving the Lord only reading the Bible.
我要把今天实际的光景跟圣经配合中间来读了。
But you need to reapply the Bible, what are the Bible verses to today.
我要了解现在中国大陆的情况是如何。
So you need to understand how the situation in China.
现在中国大陆的情况。
So those situation in China.
乃是神升上复活升了天的时候了，能够在地上做工的。
So that's because Jesus already resurrected unto heaven, so that he can work in this work.
所以你应该在那里去传福音的。
So as we spread the gospel.
我跟你们讲了。
So let me share with you.
我去传福音
As I spread the gospel,
看见看风转舵
And now I'm looking at how the wind blows.
风在哪里吹，传福音很容易果效。
So if you know where the wind blows, then that's a bit very effective.
风不吹的，传的好多道没什么果效。
But if without the Holy Spirit, then there's no result.
所以我感谢主了。
But I thank the Lord.
我到底已经有侍奉主60多年了。
So I already served the Lord for 60 some years.
我1969开始在美国来传道了，就好多人信主。
So since I came to the United States since 69, and so many people.
那个时候传福音信主大多是台湾来的。
So at that time, mostly is from the people from Taiwan.
是最近15年。
Then for the current 15 years.
我传福音大多是大陆来的。
And the past 15 years, mostly is the people from China.
是因着大陆来的。
Because the people from China.
不过我传福音给他们。
So I spread the gospel.
我自己也跑到中国去了，一年一次去传福音。
Then I also went to China once a year.
看风转舵嘛。
You need to see where the Holy
Spirit
goes. 风在那里吹，你
不去的话呢，太可惜了。
So if the Holy Spirit is all working there, if you don't go, that's so wasteful.
所以弟兄姊妹了。
So brother and sister,
我们侍奉主了。
When we serve the Lord,
一定要明白神在这个时代做什么工作。
You need to know what God is working today.
一去传福音的人
As you go out to spread the gospel
主耶稣告诉说
And Jesus said
若有人服侍我我父必尊重他
And those people who serve me my father in heaven will honor him
我不知道你们对这些圣经什么的感受
I don't know how you feel about this verse
我怀疑这个圣经中文翻译错了
I thought this is maybe a mistake in translation
应该神器重你已经很好了嘛，使用你很好了嘛。
So that we say, hey, if we serve the Lord, then God uses us.
尊重你。
But God used the words.
我好好去查原文的。
So I was checking the Greek words.
这个字啦是尊重。
And this words is.
这个字啦，与圣经其他地方所说的孝敬父母是同一个字。
So over here, the same word in other verses is honor your father and mother. So as you serve the Lord,
你舍弃你自己了,
you give up yourself.
神会尊重你,
and God honor you.
喜重你,
God honor you.
那么弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
为什么神尊重你?
Why God honor you?
因为你已经扛背着十字架来侍奉主。
Because you are carried the cross to serve him.
我们一个基督徒了,
and as a Christian,
能够蒙神的起重我们使用我们已经好得不得了了。
To let God to honor you, to use us, that was a swell honor.
但神说不。
But God didn't say not.
神还尊重我。
But he respects you too.
因为什么?
Because why?
如果我们不服侍主。
If we do not serve the Lord.
神在天上一点都没有办法。
And then nothing God can do in heaven.
有难处来到一点都没有办法。
And there's nothing that he can help.
那是扛来侍奉主了。
As we serve the Lord.
把自己舍己了。
When you give yourself up.
忍受十字架的逼迫。
And to preserve, to endure the persecution.
也忍受环境中的压制。
And to endure the persecution.
是我刚刚说了。
So like I said earlier.
在中国大陆初期的时候。
Early in China,
那一些把福音传出去的传道人
and those ministers to preach the gospel,
每一个人不管监牢的
and all of them being jailed,
监牢关了
after they jailed,
也不反抗
and they are not rebuilt,
我们不会对来向政府对抗的
and they are not called,
你放出来了
that, but when they released, but they still to preach the gospel,
被关在监牢了
so they've been to the jail a couple times,
福音才能够这样传开
and so did the gospel spread,
你想想看
and you can think about,
这样的人配不配得神的尊重
does those people really worth it,
在这种环境里面
of being honored by God, through this kind of environment,
还是把福音传下出去
they spread the gospel,
那么弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
我不是站到中国大陆的家庭教会的一些领袖
I'm not just standing for the leaders in the church leader, but to you all. For you to testify for the Lord. You need to serve the Lord.
你要侍奉主，必须背着十字架来侍奉主。
You serve the Lord with the cross.
你要侍奉主，必须忍受人给你的逼迫。
And you will endure the persecution from your friends. And under the persecution.
特别是中国大陆来的。
Just look at from the people from China.
唯一到中国大陆去了。
When they went back to China.
没有一个人不受到压制的。
And everyone being persecuted.
但你能够忍受这个压制。
But if you can endure.
继续的传。
And they continue to spread the gospel.
不是大家很欢喜你，欢迎你，你就传了。
It's not because people welcome you, then you spread the gospel.
你人不欢迎你。
But if people doesn't welcome you, then you can still.
照样来传了。
They still to spread the gospel. 福音就
这样传开出去。
The gospel then will spread.
所以弟兄姊妹。
And brothers and sisters.
这就是神所尊重的人。
That's what those people God honors.
所以主耶稣在地上的时候。
So Jesus on this world.
他跟神说的这个话。
So that's what he said.
他说我现在心里忧愁，我说什么才好呢？
He's I'm feel troubled. What can I say?
哇，救我脱离这时候。
And the bus, so for this hour, and be glorified your name.
主耶稣也表明了,
so Jesus said,
他到地上来侍奉主了,
when he come to serve the Lord,
遭遇到逼迫,
then he was persecuted too.
遭遇到困难,
he see difficulties,
他心里头忧愁,
then he also troubled.
但是他说了,
but he said,
神啊, 你救我脱离这个时候,
Father, save me out of this time.
愿神父啊，愿你荣耀你的名。
But he said that the Father glorify your name. 主耶稣在地上都有这样遭遇了。And that's even Jesus has experienced.
主耶稣这样表示的时候
，as Jesus spread that,
神从天上宣告。
And then the God declared from heaven.
我已经荣耀了我的名。
Then I have glorified my name and do it again.
神都是当我们肯舍己了。
That's only when we willing to give ourselves up.And in the trouble, in the persecution, now we still want to serve the Lord faithfully. So does Jesus.
主耶稣怕这样的人，神怕这样的人呢，不太明白。
So that Jesus, they are afraid. Jesus is afraid that those people don't understand.
主耶稣表示的时候，从天上说，我已经荣耀了我的名，还要再荣耀。
So the God, the Father, that is saying that, oh, I'm glorifying my name.
所以弟兄姊妹。
glorified.
我不是跟你们讲解圣经。
I'm not just explaining the Bible to you.
你我今天在地上活着。
But for you and I, we live in this world.
也是同样的。
It's the same time.
在逼迫患难的里面的。
And under the persecution.
舍弃了自己。
Then you have to give up yourself.
背着十字架来跟从主了。
And carry the cross to follow him.
继续的不得传扬。
And spread the gospel.
我特别对着你们从中国大陆来的。
And especially for those people from China.
你们总有机会要回去的了。
Now you have got a chance to go back to China.
你会遭到了危难。
Now you may be see
你也遭到
face the persecution.
但是你也背着十字架来跟从主了。
But you need to carry the cross to serve the Lord.And even with the persecution from
us,
and then you can continue to spread the gospel.
我告诉你,
and I tell you,
神表明,
and God will honor you.
神尊重你,
God will honor you.
能够在这种光景里面,
in, under this situation,
神在尊重你了,
then God will honor you.
所以我总结一下,
so let me say this.
神为什么是, 这是尊重我们?
Why God, to honor us?
One is because
that is the ultimate attitude toward God is to serve. To worship. So, brothers
and sisters,
so I can give you a testimony. I really thank the Lord. It's not because I'm able to do it better than others. It's not because I have a better speak, but because serve the Lord, but it's more important to serve the Lord than the engineer, being an engineer. And then you may be a spread the gospel too.
年三百五十几天,
and in the whole year, 365 years,
你不好的忠心的侍奉主,
but if you serve the Lord,
也是一年三百六十五天,
and then you same thing, you also have 365 years, days, but you spend the same time,
侍奉主了。
But when you serve the Lord,
而你的果效不一样了。
But the value for your life are different.
第二点,
the second,
人最艰难的生活。
And the second point is the do in the most difficult time, then follow the Lord and carry the cross.
丧失了自己的生命,
lose your life, own life.
让神的生命在你身上活出来。
And the life, let the God's life living in your life.
我向你们做见证。
So I can testify to you.
我在台湾造船公司做事。
When I was working in the shipping port in Taiwan,
全台湾对船上的机械最好的只有八个人。
So there is eight people who are really expert about the machine.
你要说我是其中之一。
So I was one of them, one of the eight people.
等到我离开了之后了。
So when I left there,
以后造船公司呢，变成跟美国一个联合。
So that after I left, then the Taiwan and that will work with the United States.
做轮船业的啦，来挖这个八个人出去做事了。
So at that time, the people wanted to other company from in the world wanted to get these eight people.
船行业公司来到做总工程师。
And so that they are those people who become the chief engineer.
他们总公司才派他们到飞机了，飞到德国了，飞到瑞典了。
So they send them to Swiss.
赚了好多的钱。
So they make a lot of money.
哎呀，比我做船的好多了。
Oh, they make much more money than me.
但是我告诉你。
But I tell you,
一个一个都倒掉，都死掉了。
The one after the other, they all die.
主还使用我。
That God still use me.
是那个侍奉主是最好的一个拣选。
So that's my best choice to serve the Lord.
并且为什么
？Because and why?
我也知道。
Because I know.
我一生在地上活着。
All my life on this earth.
最有价值的这种生活。
That is, this is the most valuable value
for
my life.
我说服侍过了。
So as I serve,
都是一天一天过去了。
So a day by day the passes.
留下的果效。
That but the result.
我在台湾造船呢。
If I was serving in the ship and for the ship,
有个陈安号是我修的。
So there's a 陈安ship.
我用十一个月功夫把陈安号修好了。
So I spent 11 months on it.
哎呀，到有一天
，the one day，
我离开造船公司了。
After I left the shipping
port, 在马路上碰见那个陈安号的轮机长。
So at that time, I saw the people who worked on
it.
There was Mr. Liu.
哎，我是刘仁机长。
He said, "Hey, Mr. Liu,
你现在做什么事啊
？So what are you doing?"
他说，我现在是左营的造船公司的那个台湾的海军一个造船厂的厂长。
So I'm the VP for a shipping port in another place. As a
我当初到那公司修个承安号什么呀
？Say how how's the ship that we
built? 哦，他说个承安号。
He said, "Oh, that ship."
报废了。
It's already expired.
就废铁就卖掉了。
So that ship as a scrap metal.
我体重啊跌了，交了11磅了。
So I lost 11 pounds while I was working on this ship, but this ship become a scrap metal.
这个劳苦没有了。
So all that effort is gone. But the brothers and sisters,
我告诉你，
but I'm sharing.
我现在侍奉主，
but when I serve the Lord,
带领人得救。
Those people lead those people to Christ. And their life, they got eternal life forever.
Think about it.
Well, I'm not saying that you need to be a full-time pastor. Maybe God didn't call you to be a full-time pastor. But if not a full-time pastor, but in your work, at work.
你注重你侍奉主过于你这一中间的劳苦。
And God will honor you that is to honor you for serving Him rather than work at
our
office. Then how's your life?
神表明出来。
So we need to live out God's life. How can we manifest God?
那是我们引领了别人呢，完完全全进到神的面前。
But it's to lead other people into Christ.
你要侍奉主。
When you serve the Lord,
也没有这么简单。
It's not that easy.
不是仅仅带领他信主。
It's not only to lead them to Christ.
信主之后还要继续照顾他。
But you need to take care of them.
叫他灵命老练。
So their spiritual become more experienced.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
我最后跟你们讲一个结语的话。
So let me give you the advice.
你无论做传道也好。
Even you are a full-time pastor.
不做传道也好。
Or you're not a pastor.
用你今天的经历。
From today's experience,
更重的、更多的放在侍奉的里面
，and put your priority in serving the Lord.
你会带下最后的果效
，because they will bring the everlasting result.
到了世界的永永远远
，and they will last forever.
我最后跟你讲一个我自己的故事。
Then I tell you one more story.
这次我来
，now this time when I came,
你看见我内人没有
？So my wife is not here.
她四个月前过世了。
She passed away 4 months ago.
她四个月前过世了。
And 4 months ago, when she passed away, and we have this service,
so 350
people was there.
我是借了在 New Jersey 的一个 Wyckoff 一个礼拜堂举行的。
So I borrowed one of the church in New Jersey.
有三个家庭。
So there's three families.
住在 Washington D.C. 的。
They live in Washington D.C.
开了四个钟头、五个钟头来参加我那人的追思礼拜。
Then they drove for 4 or 5 hours to come for the memorial service. Why is it?
我那人和我
，because my wife and I
就定规好了。
We already decided
人生的价值。
That where is our value?
以神和教会为第一。
Is to serve God and church as first priority.The second priority is for family. Then everything else is the third priority.
虽然是家庭是第二了。
Even though the family is the second.
我那人对照顾家庭非常的好。
But my wife really take care of the family well.
我十个孩子。
We have 10 children.
十个 in-law.
And 10 in-law.
十个的亲家。
And 10 in-law.
每一个孩子生日到了。
But all the
birthday,
and my wife always sends the
birthday card.
So my mom also tell people say, hey, whose birthday is coming according to sibling. So there's a glue for the family, and that's the really key.
那我恩生在这里。
So my son Anderson.
我们家中还不止十个孩子。
We are now only 10.
有一个孩子了。
We have one child.
生下来呀，这辈没有的。
Then she was born without the arm. When her mother was pregnant, when he was president.
生下孩子畸形的。
So she got a measles. So
一生下来的时候，妈妈看见了。
So when the parents saw, they were crying.
哎呀，这个孩子畸形的。
So they saw that the children is not healthy. So,
他爸爸
so the mother doesn't like it. The father, so does the father doesn't like it.
出来了。
So after they came home,
他们把这个孩子带到外婆家去养大。
So they gave it to their parents to grow up. When she grew up,
非常的自卑。
So she was really, really feel sad. So she came to our church, and then become a Christian. And my mom take care of her.
爱心对他有一个果效。
And there's one thing who was great.
他们来聚会的时候，总是弄个围巾围着。
She's always to cover her hands.
不给他看见了，是这一段没有的。
She doesn't want the people see that she's missing that link. So because now
we take,
my mom said, take care of her.
拿掉了。
So after 3 months, she doesn't care no more.
无所谓的。
She doesn't care.
她挤到我们家中来。
So she become one of our children.
3.5。
So that's a number 3.5.
什么叫三点五？比老三小一点，比老四大一点。
So she is younger than our number 3 and older than number 4.
我们还有一位弟兄了。
And there's another brother.
姓申。
And this, the,
他十四岁到美国中国大陆来的。
When he come to the United
States, 一个人。
And just one person when he was 14, and nobody take care of him.
哎呀，我那人照顾他。
So my mother took care of him.
常常也请他来。
And take care of him.
厂长也照顾他了。
And feed him.
是他现在做了联航航空公司啊，那一些那个空中少爷的领头的人。
So now he is one of the stewardess in the United.
一直到现在。
So he is also
对我们还特别的爱心的照顾。
So every time when I fly, they take care of me.
他就挤进来了。
So also he squeezed into our family.
他是我们教会中的四点五。比老四小一点，比老五大一点。
So he's 4.5. He's younger than number 4 and older than number 5.
我们不只是个孩子了。
So we are not only 10.
为什么？
Why is it?
用爱心来对待。
Because you, with your love, you serve.
哥林多前书十三章呢？
And in Corinthians chapter 13.
里头有一句话：爱是永不止息。
Then the love never ceases.
原文中的爱是永不失败。
So then in the original language, the love never fails.
绝对不会失败的。
So when you love other people, you never fail.
你爱心对待他的。
When you love others,
这个十年二十年他会记得的。
Even 10 or 20 years later, they still remember. The brothers and sisters.
这是一个最智慧的拣选。
So this is the wise decision for you.
所以我也盼望弟兄姊妹。
So I really hope you brothers and sisters.
你能够听见我所做的见证。
So through my testimony.
在你今天在地上活着的一生。
So as you live out the rest of your life.
你侍奉主。
To serve the Lord.
因着主的缘故去爱人。
Because of God's love to love others.
最智慧的拣选。
That is the most wise decision you will ever make.
你以后的年日活着。
So as you live for the rest of your life.
能够有果效。
And you have, there is a result.
上到永远的。
And to install.
我自己非我的内人虽然过世了。
Even though my wife passed away.
我非常的确定。
So, but I'm very sure. And she will resurrect it.
不光是她会复活。
She is not only resurrected,
她复活的时候,
but when she resurrected,
我确定,
I'm sure,
她头上会戴着冠冕,
she has a crown of glory.
弟兄姊妹,
and brothers,
不要你现在不好好侍奉主,
and do not now to serve the Lord, but even though you're resurrected later,
头上却没有冠冕,
but you may not have the crown.
所以我真是盼望我这个短短的一篇话,
so I just sort of threw this short message,
能够给你们个影响。
Then to encourage you to spend the rest of your life
好好地背着十字架,
to carry the cross
来侍奉神,
to serve the Lord.
主恩待你们。
May God bless you.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣, 我们谢谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
你不光在十字架上替我们死, 担当了我们罪恶的刑罚。
You are not only dying on the cross for our sin.
你也从死里复活
but you resurrected from death.
因着你复活重生了我们
and because of resurrection, you reborn us.
你生命在我们里面
you give us new life in us.
我们今后凭着这个新的生命
so that through this new life that we can live out.
在我们新的生命的里面
so in this new life,
我们愿意我们以后的一生
so we are use the rest of our life.
以侍奉你为最主要头一个 priority.
And to serve you to be our first priority.
但愿你能够借着我们
we pray that through us.
用我们余下的年日来侍奉你
So as we serve you for the rest of our life,
就你能够得到更大的荣耀
then to glorify you.
我们也能够得到你的冠冕
So we'll have the crown.
请你听我们
We pray that you listen to our prayer.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.